All right, so I'm going to talk about two things today. I'll give you a update on my archives project on Odyssey, and I'm going to talk about monkeypox. Well, really, I'm going to talk about the World Health Organization and the Imperial Roman Empire and the Great Tribulation and monkeys and evolution and aliens. Same stuff I've always been talking about, it turns out. And for some reason, I don't have these videos myself, so I had to track them down. I got a lot of help from other people, so thank you very much for that. But it gets interesting. I thought at video number 5, I talk about the androgynous agenda to destroy humanity, transhumanist agenda. Of course, the Matrix made by the androgynes. Aniston was actually my 8th. And I talk about the FTMs as well, by the way. So, people like to misrepresent my videos. But you can come here to the archives and check it out for yourself. Talk about FTMs in July of 2016. So this is the first one I ever noticed on television, summer of 2015, and I didn't start making videos until the summer of 2016. And then this one, August 1st, 2016, about the pregnant man, which seems to be making a comeback this year as well. We've heard a lot about the pregnant man. What's really interesting to me is I talk about a Zika outbreak. Remember that one? 2016, Zika. They had a sex ban recommendation, even for married couples. So basically, because of a pandemic narrative, people had to stop reproducing. They gave us this narrative in 2016, and it's also directly tied into depopulation, trying to make human reproduction illegal because of a narrative. And then they even had the men in the plastic suits. This is the Roman Imperial Army now, the Germ Squad. This will probably never end. There's always going to be the threat of a new pandemic, right? Just like there's always going to be the threat of terrorism or the threat of a shooting or whatever. And then I came across this, the Chief Health Officer, Dr. Carrie Chant, chanting at a press conference related to flu vaccines and the arrival of monkeypox. And I noticed this person forgot to shave. In addition to the bone structure in the skull, why is there a 5 o'clock shadow? See, women don't get a 5 o'clock shadow. Facial hair in a woman doesn't come in that fast, and it doesn't come in that thick or that black. I'm just showing you the photo from the newspaper, and it looks to me like there is male facial hair. And these people are everywhere. We know that every country, every state, city, every layer of the Imperial Roman Empire has these people. It's fraud, really. It's fraud. People should be rioting in the streets because of this. People should be walking down the streets with a big sign saying, Carrie Chant is a transvestite. But these days, people are so brainwashed, they'll probably be like, oh, that's so wonderful. We have a transvestite terrorizing us, locking us in our homes. Isn't this wonderful? See that there, especially over there? Kind of missed a spot. I mean, this is like a 5 o'clock shadow. Okay, so New South Wales, of course, is also where they have the Australian Capital Territory, otherwise known as Imperial Rome. It was kind of like Washington, D.C. The rulers live here, and then the slaves are in the rest of the country, basically. And this person is now basically going to be working for the World Health Organization terrorist squad. Because these are the health officers. These are the new dictators, right? So Bill Gates has patterned his germ squad after the Imperial Roman firefighting squad, which was a terrorist organization. They would actually go around and start fires and then buy the houses from people really cheap. People who did not worship the emperor as a god were thrown to the lions in these coliseums and killed. And he's using this as the example of what they're doing now. And then it actually changes into the new symbols of tyranny and terrorism. So it goes from the obelisk into the needle. So it's the Imperial Roman Army. So the firefighting squad did some actual firefighting, usually fires that they started. And they were also policemen. And they were a security force, and they had a military troops. So that's what's going to happen with Bill Gates's germ squad. Yeah, there's Imperial Rome right there. The sun god, solar cross, the winged entity, right? The crown, the corona on top. That's the American eagle, by the way. That represents a divine being, and it's not God. I just thought I'd throw that in there, just for fun. This explains it. In fact, I came across this while going through my archives. I made a video on this. So RuPaul explains why we are all God in drag. Now, this may actually be a biological female. Who knows, right? At this point, you just don't know. So he said there's a superficial aspect of drag that people consider cute. Well, it's not that cute necessarily. Maybe repulsive might be some people's opinion. But he added, the deeper level of drag is all about you're born naked and the rest is drag. And that's political. It's very punk rock. It's very radical. All right, here's the main point. It's this idea that you are not your body. Okay, so you are not your body. You are not yourself. You are not you, actually. You are an extension of the power that created the whole universe. That's what you are, according to RuPaul. You are an extension of the power that created the whole universe. And this is Kabbalah, by the way, in a nutshell. That's drag. We are all God in drag. That's what they believe. We are all God in drag. Carrie Chant is a God in drag. That's why he's a transvestite, because the transvestites are gods. When RuPaul says that everyone's a God in drag, what he's saying is that some people just don't know that they're gods yet. That's why they're not trannies. So they're trying to teach people to become trannies now. That's why they're teaching school children to become trannies. So basically, their thought process is that anyone who's not a tranny doesn't realize that they're a god. So they're lost. So what they're going to do is just, you know, I guess they're just going to get rid of us. But the next generation will be taught from a young age who they truly are. And at some point, we're going to have the androgynous alien arrive and say that we created you, and in fact we are your gods. A new god will arrive, and I think that'll be the Antichrist, the androgynous alien Antichrist. Here's some lipstick. Here's a stand to pee packer. And this is how we reproduce, and this is how we replace our body parts, and this is how we live forever. We upload our consciousness into the AI mainframe, and we have merged biology together with technology to create a new synthetic world. And this is going to be an offer of salvation, just like the injections were an offer of salvation. And all they did was make people sick. Counterfeit salvation, counterfeit God, counterfeit Messiah. Everything's fake. But people prefer the lies over the truth, don't they? There's a God in drag. And if this is a God in drag, that means we must serve the gods. We have to obey the gods in drag. Does that look like someone you want to obey? Does that look like someone that wants to keep you safe? That looks to me like someone forgot to shave. And again, I showed this before, but this is really important. From Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, Noah, advisor to the World Economic Forum. Sapiens rule the world because they're the only animals capable of creating and believing fictional stories. Creating and believing. So the gods in drag create the fictional stories, and the other people believe fictional stories. And as long as everyone believes in the same fictions, for example, a threat of a pandemic, everyone follows the same rules. The rules made by the gods in drag. And the mass media makes sure that these fictions are pumped through the channels all day, every day, nonstop, so that everybody follows the same rules like a bunch of farm animals, right? If you want to establish such complex organizations, you have to convince lots and lots of strangers to believe in new shared myths, like a pandemic. So the only way to change an existing imagined order is to substitute it with another imagined order. This is written 10 years ago, 11 years ago, actually. To dismantle a nation, you'd have to find a really powerful story, like a pandemic. If you want to isolate and oppress a group of humans, The best way to do it is to convince everyone else that they're a source of pollution. That kind of sounds familiar, especially in Australia, but even where I live or anybody. In fact, that's why I lost my job. I was told that I was a public health risk. Even though people I used to work with had strokes because of the injections, I was the health risk. They must be quarantined or even killed. See, our friends, our former friends and neighbors and family members will be applauding when we are killed. It'll be the happiest day of their lives. They'll be celebrating. They'll be dancing in the streets when the unjabbed are finally killed because we're stupid and we're a source of pollution. Sometimes these groups were said to carry actual diseases. More often, they were seen as a source of racial or religious impurity, whatever that means. So, yeah, we're not COVIDians. We are a source of religious impurity. It's the new religion right there. We're all God in drag. And if you don't become a drag queen, you're a source of pollution. If you don't get your hormone injections, you're polluting the rest of us. Because we're all God, and you're not God, so you have to be expelled from the community. And even from this, from the earth. So they're giving us new gods, and most people will believe in the new gods. I mean, that's going to be a very attractive idea for people. People will believe that they are actually descendants of aliens, and these aliens are like gods. And people will want to be that. You know, they'll want to be like the alien gods. The androgynous alien gods. And it's the next step in evolution. So we got the monkeypox, and they got the aliens. From monkeys to aliens, kind of like 2001 Space Odyssey. From monkeys to gods. In fact, that's what Noah Harari's book was about. Evolution. See, this is the next stage of evolution, to become androgynous, which is what I've been saying this whole time. That's what they believe. Androgynous gods, right? How do you become a god? It says it right here. You got to be a drag queen. You got to get your hormone injections. It's the next stage of evolution. It's the new species. In these videos, I was talking about that they wanted to create a new species of androgynous human beings. Nice Adam's apple there, by the way. The men in the king's houses dress in effeminate clothing. Who said that? Jesus said that. They'll never tell you that in church, will they? Watch this monkey right here. See, he's standing up. He's the leader, I think. He's the leader. And there's another one that stands up a little bit there. Now, there's one. See, they're standing up upright on two legs. See that? They're evolving into bipeds. There it is. He's standing up. He just evolved. And he said, hey, I want to control the world. We got to get rid of these humans. Let's give them the monkeypox, because these are evolving. Just like human beings are evolving into gods, the monkeys want to evolve into humans. They're like, hey, how come those humans evolved from monkeys, but we didn't? How come we're still monkeys? The monkeys have been baffled by this the whole time. They're like, wait a minute. If human beings evolved from monkeys, how come we're still here? How come we're not humans? So they're just figuring this out right now. They're like, hey, we want to be humans. You know, they're trying to stand up and walk around on two legs now. So that's what's going on, I think, with this monkeypox. And it may have been me. You know, I mean, I may have been the one that spread it. I went to Monkey Island, didn't have my injections, didn't wear the mask, and they gave me monkeypox, asymptomatic monkeypox, which is the most dangerous type.